why your back is still tight and injured. Welcome to the Make Your Money's Awesome podcast. We're your hosts, Dr. Kresimir and Dr. Rochelle Jugg. The purpose of this podcast is to help set you up for having an amazing, exciting, and most importantly, happy week by sharing stories, tips, strategies, and tactics that work. Our belief is that you're designed to be extraordinary. Momentum plays a vital role in expressing how extraordinary you feel. That starts with making Monday the best day of the week, not the worst. I felt like that intro was one of those ones where like the words blend together, why your back is still tight. No, nope. And now that I read it again, it's not that at all.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I also think we need to rewrite the intro, just throwing it out there.
Well, what do you mean?
It just seems long.
It does seem very long.
It seems long.
But it's some context as to why we do this podcast and why we talk about the things that we do. But I think you can make it
more succinct.
Shorter, quicker, and sweeter.
More succinct. Yeah. I like that you were punching your hands when you were talking. So today we are going to be talking about, I think we can agree on this one, the missing component to not just most people's physical health, but most people's health in general, and that is strength training. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start with a conversation around, because we're going to apply it to injury and particularly low back, and I mean, it applies to everything, but we'll apply it to low back in this case. But let's talk about what strength is, what it is, and what it isn't first. So what isn't it?
Strength isn't giant muscles, a six-pack abs, the chiseled features that you see on the cover of a magazine. I'm not saying those people aren't strong, but...
Yeah, I know, I get what you're saying. So I think... You made it sound. I'm like, shit, I want that.
I know, but I didn't mean it like that because there's lots of men and women that train at our gym that are completely chiseled and are super strong and functionally can move well.
Yeah.
But I think like our perception is if like you see a person with big muscles that they're strong and they can move well.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. It's not being bulky.
No.
It's also not spending hours upon hours in the gym, you know, doing high volume bodybuilder style workouts to get really large muscles. And there's nothing wrong with either of those things. I think that my point in telling you this is that I think that's the story that a lot of people tell themselves. And I think that's what keeps them shying away from adding strength to their life. Yeah. So strength. It just means being stronger. And the way that you get stronger is it's not growing bigger muscles. It's developing the ability to use more muscle fibers. So strength is more of a neurological component than it is a size of the muscle component. Mm-hmm. And another way to look at it is strength is really like money in the sense that, no, you don't need money to live. This is true. But it really does make everything better. Like it's nice being able to afford a vacation. And a dinner out, you know, and strength is one of those things when we look at the data on strength, you know, there's studies on how it's helped Alzheimer's disease and dementia and cognitive function. And there are comparisons that strength training in certain trials has been more effective to combat depression and anxiety than drugs and exercise together. And the point isn't to not take those medications. The point is, you just need to get stronger.
Yeah, it's just I find with a lot of the conversations I have with my patients in the office, it's the missing link for most people. And I know it's a big undertaking. It can be very complex and very confusing, and they don't really know where to start. And I can understand all those things. But it's just one thing that I wish I could just scream to every single person that they need to add to their life.
Okay, well, let's.
And that's why we're having this podcast. I don't want to scream it, but I just want to shake people sometimes and be like, you need to get stronger. In a nice, loving way, because I care.
Yeah, so what does it look like? You know, what does strength training in terms of a program? So now I'm listening to this podcast. I'm like, okay, sounds reasonable. You know, I've heard this message that I need to get stronger 10,000 times. Maybe I'm ready to take some action. So how do I take action? What would be the first step that you would do?
I would join a gym that has the programming already created.
So you would join a box gym?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I would do.
Okay, that would be step number one. But now I'm going to play devil's advocate and I'm going to say that's really expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm a single mother and, you know, inflation is high and all those things that are very valid things, right? So what would be the next step? I think the next step would be to join maybe not a box gym, but maybe something like Fit for Less or Good Life, and to find, I mean, either hire a trainer for a little bit. I think there's trainers there. Some of them are pretty good. You know, reach out to us. I mean, I can tell you relatively quickly just by looking at the type of programming that somebody does if they're a good trainer. I also don't think it's something that you need to, I think it's beneficial to work with somebody all the time. The biggest missing components for people are progressions and accountability, right? So what will happen is people will start strength training. People will start strength training and then they will get to a certain point, but they won't progress beyond that certain point, right? It'll be the same weight, the same reps, the same schemes, and you need to change that stuff. So you don't have to work with a trainer forever, but I think working with a trainer to get those progressions down, at least at the beginning, would be a worthy investment in your health. And if you can't do that, then, you know.
And there's programs, you know, just searching online. There's strength training programs online, like the Wendler program. You know, they're just the basic movements like a squat, a deadlift, push press, those types of movements built into progressions.
I would agree.
There's things that you can purchase online that are more cost effective. There's lots of options.
I would agree. But
the biggest thing missing is you just have to start and do it.
Sure. And even before that, this is worthy of prioritizing your time, energy, and money, right? This is worthy. And I mean, this is a conversation that has to be had, right? Like eventually it's going to get to the point where affordability can be a problem eventually for everybody. And I know I understand respectfully, there's only so much money to go around, but strength training is worth your time, energy, and money is what I'm saying. It's worth the
price. It's worth your time, money, and effort if you want to feel great, if you want to heal, if you want to recover, if you have injuries that are just not getting better. There's so many reasons.
Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about the injuries? Because I think this whole podcast got started around the people need to spend less time stretching and more time strength training.
Yes. I found that was a really like a missing link for most people, because what mobility exercise can I do for this? And I'm not saying stretching and mobility doesn't have its place, but if you have an injured back and you're just stretching and mobilizing all the time, you're just mobilizing a loose, weak muscle. And it's always going to go back to right where it is. And you have to add the strength component of it. You have to get the muscle stronger so that you don't end up in that same position again.
Yeah. So what exercises should I be? Sorry, I sound like you had something to add.
No, I can't remember what I was going to say.
Okay. So what exercises should I be doing?
That's a really good question. It depends on... Depends on where you're injured. That's a good question.
Let's stay away from the injury, because injury questions are specific. If you're injured, you need to find out what's going on. You need to see a healthcare provider. You need to know what tissues are damaged. You need an examination. You need to find that out. We can't make recommendations, you know, based on your back hurts when there could be 7,000 different causes of your back pain. It needs to be properly examined first. But I'm talking about for the average person listening to this podcast, and even for the injured people. I mean, there's only so many categories of exercises. So what are like the four main lifts that people should be focusing on if they're going to build some strength?
Squat, the deadlift, the pull-up, bench press.
Overhead press. Yeah, so push-pull.
Push-pull, vertical push-pull, and horizontal push-pull. And there's variations of all of those. But those are the main lifts that everybody should be able to move through those ranges of motion. So if you can't squat, you sit down on a chair and you stand back up. There's always a... level that you can do.
Yep. I had a good thought, but it's like the brain fart day. It's the brain, because I'm listening to what you're saying and I want to make sure that, excuse me, I'm adding to the conversation, but then the thoughts leave me and jump out of my mind.
So one of the things like people do is they stretch all the time. So they're stretching their joints, and you can think of that almost like a rubber band. So you're stretching it and it goes right back, and what happens is it just lengthens temporarily, but if you don't actually strengthen that muscle, you're not able to activate all the muscles in the joint to use it properly. So functional movements.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's why it's functional. You know, it's something like the shoulder. And I remember we were classic for this when we used to train. Remember we were laughing the other day about how we used to train when we first met at Western. It was like Monday was bench and biceps day, and And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday was nothing. And then we'd get back to bench and biceps on.
Yeah, and that was before we went to go get combos and chocolate milk at the store.
To refuel after our tough workout. So things like your hips and, excuse me, your shoulder, they're held together by the muscles and the ligaments. And those require balance, which is why, you know, if you sit in a, like how we're sitting right now with our nice forward heads and our slouch shoulders, mobilizing the shoulder will help, but it's not until I can actually activate my back and pull my shoulders back and down that is going to bring balance and smooth movement to that area.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Is there anything else?
No.
Okay. So the action steps. If this sounds good, join a box. Action step number one. Can't join a box, join what you can. Or make a plan on when you can join a box, even for a period of time, or work with a trainer for a period of time to learn the movements and get things programmed for you correctly so that you can continue to improve and get there. Mm-hmm. And remember, you're designed to be extraordinary. Thanks for listening. It would mean a lot if you left us a review and checked out our Instagram pages at Crescent Jug and at Dr. Rochelle Jug. Have an amazing Monday. And we'll talk to you soon.